Today from the Ohio Newsroom, Ohio nonprofits losing volunteers.
Support for Today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. In the spring, the Trump administration slashed nearly $400 million in grants to AmeriCorps, a national volunteer service agency that provides support to nonprofits across the country. In Ohio, the cuts meant an end to more than 20 programs that provided social services. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports.
Through AmeriCorps, Hira Siddiqui felt she was making a real impact, researching rural vaccine hesitancy, tackling the health needs of refugee high schoolers. Then suddenly, she was told to stop.
We were actually, basically laid off, and we were asked to discontinue our services.
In late April, the federal government slashed funding and yanked nearly 600 Ohio AmeriCorps members away from their service.
So we had to drop the project in the middle of everything. So, it was very disheartening also.
In statements to NPR, the White House has blamed financial mismanagement. AmeriCorps failed 8 consecutive audits, reportedly making more than $45 million in improper payments just last year. Critics say the cuts were rushed and illegal. 24 states sued the Trump administration, leading a federal judge to order the administration to temporarily restore funding. But Ohio wasn't a part of that lawsuit. So its grants, tackling everything from environmental issues to food insecurity to historical preservation, remain suspended. At the Life and Purpose Community Resource Center in Marietta, guests fill out applications for Social Security. They heap steaming casserole onto plates. Some wait for a hot shower. All the while, staff pass out cleaning supplies.
Okay, here's some bleach, honey.
Rick Heinman is the executive director of the nonprofit, which works with the local homeless coalition to lift people out of poverty.
There's just so much need out there.
Prior to the cuts, Heinman's staff of 7 AmeriCorps peer support specialists helped do this work. Without the federal funding, he can only afford to keep 2 of those members.
I'm trying to support with volunteers, but it's tough. And I'm just not going to have the same consistency of coverage, the same consistency of outreach that I had before.
Philip Schaefer works with Washington County to distribute the AmeriCorps grants. He says the allegations of financial mismanagement don't apply to nonprofits like Heinemann's.
If we were spending funds inappropriately or something like that, I would totally understand our program being terminated. We weren't.
Elsewhere, the AmeriCorps cuts have meant some programs have shut down completely. Miami University's Service Plus program's 70 volunteer spots scrapped. Shawnee State's early childhood literacy program canceled. And the ripple effects go beyond just services. Heinman says the AmeriCorps positions served as a career pipeline for young people.
Every legislator, I don't care if you're a liberal or conservative, Democrat, Republican, every one of them, no matter who they are, they care about job creation. This is perfect for that. It doesn't make sense from an economic development standpoint to cut it.
The program helped Brandy Beaver get on her feet. She was unable to leave the house, battling anxiety and depression, until she says AmeriCorps gave her a chance and a purpose. It set her on the path to become the executive director of a nearby recovery center.
For me, the biggest thing was just figuring out where it is that I fit in. Without it, I wouldn't have been able to. And if I wouldn't have been able to, I'd still be a stay-at-home mom on disability if I survived that long, honestly.
She worries about the hundreds of young Ohioans who may now find that same sense of purpose suddenly out of reach. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford in Marietta.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.